Broadcasting from high atop Rocky Road in Moab, Utah, this is KZMU News. I'm Emily Ernson. On Monday, two Moab residents held a public meeting to discuss the safety of Main Street. In a recent study, Kevin Dwyer and former Moab City Councilor Karen Guzman Newton found that Moab's Main Street is the deadliest Main Street in Utah among towns of comparable sizes. Both residents recently completed a transportation planning course at the University of Utah. As part of their research, they looked at data from the Department of Transportation for Main Street from the past 10 years. Main Street, as they defined it, is the portion of Highway 191 that starts at the River Bridge and ends at the Spanish Trail Arena. They found that in the past decade, there have been 13 fatalities and nearly 1,500 crashes along this six-mile stretch of road. This is Dwyer.
So we looked at a lot of different towns, and we really tried to find a place that was worse than Moab. We couldn't. Fatalities occur at a 265% greater rate due to traffic accidents here in Moab.
Speeding was one of their biggest concerns. On Main Street, the speed limit varies from 45 to 30 miles per hour. But according to traffic data, the average speed on April 5th at 5:30 p.m. on Main Street was between 50 and 59 miles per hour. Dwyer and Guzman Newton think that reducing speed should be one of the city's main priorities.
At 35 miles an hour and below, basically nobody dies in a vehicle. And at 20 miles an hour and below, nobody dies as a pedestrian or as a cyclist. We think that really some of the cheapest and most effective stuff is to start with a speed limit reduction. And as a foundation for everything that we're going to do, whether it be a master plan or a new streetscape or signage or whatever, start with lowering the speed.
This is Guzman Newton.
We tried to figure out what would be safer speeds to drive, and we came up with a 10-mile reduction from what we have posted currently.
We need to tell people that we have the highest speeding fines in the state. We need to say that we have speed traps that are going to nail every single person.
And I don't think the police cars with the teddy bears and it parts for 2 months is an effective strategy.
They said that just reducing the speed limit in town probably wouldn't be enough to stop people from speeding. Instead, they suggested ways to narrow the streets or even just give the appearance of narrow streets, which is proven to slow down traffic. One way to do this, they said, could be to install medians in the middle of the road. These would not only narrow the road, but they would also give pedestrians a safe place to wait for traffic without trying to cross four lanes at once. Most of their solutions were pretty simple. They recommended high-visibility crosswalks, more traffic enforcement for speeding and running red lights. They also suggested creating some kind of archway at the entrance of Main Street, because even just giving drivers the impression that they're entering a town could make them slow down.
We could put this stuff immediately adjacent to Main Street, and that's what's going to attract drivers' attention. It's going to tell them they're in a different kind of zone. Like, something already happening here. Something going on. There are people here.
Another fantastic way to try to slow traffic down is with tree plantings. The city just won a $500,000 tree grant to plant trees.
Trees really give a sense of compression, you know, not unlike that gateway.
What to do about Moab's Main Street has been a topic of debate for decades. There have been many failed proposals for a bypass that would reroute the highway around town instead of through it. Many residents at the meeting voiced their frustration with how Main Street has been handled in the past. Michael Liss is a Moab resident who was previously the chair of the Moab Transit Authority Study Committee.
The long-term solution is a bypass, okay? Here's the problem, and here's why we have to get involved. In our transit authority, we presented all these ideas. Instead of accepting them, they closed down our committee. Our county council and our city council have passed a resolution that says we will not allow UDOT to even put the concept of a bypass on their long-term planning, okay?
50-year planning,
okay? How can you actually, with the deaths reported that I didn't even know about, I mean, this is outrageous, how can our local government say, we don't care who's dying, we don't want a bypass?
Curtis Wells is a former Grand County Commissioner who also worked on this issue.
Every time we went to the state or the state came to us for a bypass, we couldn't get on the same page, the city or the county. I think it happened twice actually in the last 30 years. When they rebuilt the bridge north of town, they came to the city and county and said, okay, here's an opportunity. Why don't we build this bridge at Cane Creek and move it around? And we didn't want to because we didn't want this to disrupt our Main Street commerce. And so now we're coming back, you know, and we're overwhelmed by traffic and saying, oh, now we got to slow this down. And UDOT's basically saying, no, we talked about that with you.
Wells pointed out that because Highway 191 is one of the only major north-south routes in the region, the state's Department of Transportation is reluctant to help towns along the highway slow down traffic, even if it would make it safer for these communities.
You know, in these public meetings and these discussions with UDOT, where I would see city council members or really anyone say, you know, we need those left turn lanes, we need to slow things down, we need to do these things, they're non-starters for UDOT. You know, I wish they weren't, but they are non-starters for the reason said, is that, you know, they have that mandate and they look at us as a community, as a dot in the middle of a major north-south connector. I really don't think that's the best use of our time trying to slow traffic down and slow Main Street down, because I've been through those processes and I've been through those conversations with UDOT.
Moab resident Matthew Hancock countered this point, saying that the Federal Highway Administration actually suggests that the speed limit should be reduced to 25 miles per hour in towns where a federal highway doubles as the main street. Highway 191 is a state highway. This is Hancock after the meeting.
We own a property just off 200 South, and so we saw a lot of issues with school kids from HMK trying to cross that road every day. And they would gather as a group, and they would watch the highway, and then as a group they would sprint across Main Street. And I started reading reports, so I read the 2004 Moab Master Transportation Plan, and the Federal Highway Administration publishes a guide that's applied nationally. It doesn't have to be reduced to 25 miles per hour. It is a federal guideline, so it's a guideline, but most other cities, through other states, we're talking Wyoming, we're talking Montana, we're talking Arizona, they have applied that federal guideline.
Dwyer and Guzman Newton recently offered to present their research to the city council, but the city declined a formal meeting. Guzman Newton brought these concerns to Tuesday's city council meeting during Citizens to be Heard and said she was disappointed by the city's lack of interest. Dwyer and Guzman Newton suggest that residents who want to work on this issue write a letter to their city representatives. An Indigenous 13-year-old is missing somewhere between Albuquerque and Durango. KSUT and KSJD's Clark Adamitis has more.
On its Missing Indigenous Persons Alert System, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation released the information on Monday afternoon. Audrina Bartley has brown eyes and brown hair, has braces, and wears glasses. Chief of Police of the Southern Ute Police Department, Michael Barrow, says Bartley was last confirmed to be in Albuquerque on Sunday.
She is a Southern Ute Indian tribe descendant. We have reason to believe that she is headed to the Durango or Southwest Colorado area. The adoptive parents in Albuquerque, New Mexico, has provided that information.
The Missing Indigenous Person Alert System went into effect in the state of Colorado in late 2022. It's a public alert system for active cases of missing and murdered Indigenous people. The system pushes emails and text alerts to broadcasters across the state, as well as members of the public who opt in to receive messages. The Bureau of Investigation sent out the alert about Bartley, and within a few hours, several news outlets, including ABC, CBS, and the Denver Post, published news stories. Anyone who has information about Audrina Bartley's whereabouts can call 911 or contact the Southern Ute Police Department. For KSUT and KSJD, I'm Clark Adamitis.
And that's it for the KZMU News today. Get your community-powered journalism weekdays on the airwaves at noon and 6 p.m. You can also find KZMU News anytime online at kzmu.org or wherever you listen to podcasts.